This retreat was originally chosen in part because it's occurring right at the moment of the Hindu holiday of Hanuman Jayanti, which is the celebration of the birth of the great divine hero Hanuman. And I wanted to take advantage of it because that archetype is extremely relevant to our own process. It's also true that later in the month, the whole charitra of Rama is celebrated. And so this is the month when in India, they all of the school children put on plays, and it happens even the professional plays and ballets and dance dramas that present the Ramayana. Are all put on, and it is it's very joyous to again relive this most beautiful story, and I wanted to analyze this story, however, not at the usual superficial level, obviously, but to really get to the core of what is this epic that is told and retold year after year, now for probably 3 or maybe even 5,000 years. We don't know when it started because it was passed along orally for many, many generations before it was first written down. And then it was rewritten by different sages in many different times, even up into the Middle Ages. So the Ramayana that we have now is not the original Ramayana, and I want to analyze the original one, because that's where the secrets, the messages that we are interested in, were originally encoded by enlightened sages who created this epic, which is the first literary epic poem in history. It's long before the Iliad and the Odyssey or the Mahabharata or any of the others. This is the basic fundamental literary text of world culture. And it has spread. So the Ramayana will be celebrated in Bali and will be celebrated in Indochina, will be celebrated in many different places, and in Africa and other places where their Indian expats have settled over the centuries. And it is a story that has universal appeal. But in the same way that among the Orthodox Rebbes in Judaism, when they analyze a section of the Torah, they analyze it in four different levels. They use an acronym called Pardes for Peshat, Remez, Darash, and Sod. But it basically means that to apply it to the Ramayana, some Orthodox Hindus will take this as simply history. This is what happened, and will take it simply at face value. And that would be the first level of analysis. Obviously, we're not going to do that. But the second level would be to take it as an allegory and to understand that we are given moral and ethical lessons of good versus evil and how karma works and all of that. But then there's a third level where we actually begin to deal with what are these symbols telling us at a deeper level, and looking at the etymology of the words and their interconnections and the patterns that are present within the text that are more subliminal but that are converging on certain deeper insights. And then at the fourth level, the sod, the secret level, what's the real mystical teaching of this this great work of art. What is it really telling us? And then the Hasidim say there's a fifth level, which is the sod of the sod, the core of the secret, the actual a mystery that even the sages don't understand until a certain moment happens when, like a time capsule, an understanding of the meaning will suddenly break open. And those who have reached that deepest level will find yet another, even deeper level of meaning that will be so powerful that it will be transformative just to get it. Okay? Well, this week that level happened to me as I was analyzing the Ramayana. And I believe that there's an interpretation that can now be given that will be have an extraordinary impact because of its a capacity to penetrate to the heart of the real and to show us something about ourselves, about our own consciousness that we may never have seen and probably have not recognized, because that level of revelation was not made available. And it may be that this same insight is happening in many places to many of people studying this text at this time, because the morphogenic field tends to work that way. But nonetheless, there is a teaching here that is extremely relevant for this moment in history. And if we understand that the story is about the loss of the kingdom of God and the return to that kingdom, the conquest of those forces that were hindering establishment of heaven on earth, Ram Rajya, as they call it in Sanskrit, we are now at that historic moment when the Ramayana is now finally fully being enacted as the theodrama of our lives at this time. And for us to understand that, and the role that we are now able to play, if we have that understanding, will, I think, shift everyone's capacity to relate and establish their consciousness at that level, not just of Hanuman, but of Ram, and of the entirety of the manifold field of meaning that the epic poem presents for us as a mirror of the inner self. So that's what the retreat is about, and I think those who attend will find that it will be very fulfilling to the heart's yearning to understand that meaning at the level of God consciousness of what is happening in the world today. And hopefully this will bring contentment and peace and unconditional acceptance at the same time that the consciousness is liberated from any trace of suffering. So that's what the retreat is about. And I hope that everyone here will be here to attend, and online, of course. I hope that it's able to reach those who are seeking for those answers.